This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 921 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, it's good neighbor Ryan Kelly, his company, Kelly General Contracting. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, and it's good to see you. You got a tape measure on your desk, and where's your hammer? Don't you always have a hammer close by?
Yeah, it's in the truck somewhere.
All right. Is it true that really all you, the only tool you really need is a hammer if you're trying to fix something? That's the only tool I have.
It's kind of transitioned more into a cell phone at this point.
Oh, man. So thrilled to have you on the show, Ryan. Let's start with your company, Ryan General Contractor, or Contracting. Fill us in on what you guys are doing.
Yep. Kelly General Contracting. So we've been in business 3 years now, just had the 3-year anniversary just a week or so ago. I started this thing with one project. I stopped a career as a project manager with just one job that I had. It was a small condo renovation, had all tools in the back of the truck. I went out and kind of self-started this business and really have grown tremendously over the last 3 years. Into, you know, we just had our 10th employee start on Monday, and we're running about 30 projects at a time at this point. And, you know, it's been fast. There's obviously some assistance here with a little storm that came around last fall that helped kind of shave a couple of years off the growth charts, but good, exciting things going on here.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. And that little storm, named by Ian, changed a lot of things, lives, and certainly properties and all that. So, but hey, you know, growth doesn't come to companies that either can't handle the growth or aren't getting the job done. So kudos to you guys.
Thank you.
Your journey. You mentioned you were a project manager. Fill us in on how you got into the business.
So I started in construction at 20, 21 years old, $10 an hour on a shovel, and as a concrete laborer, learned very quickly that I didn't want to be on a shovel or at $10 an hour for very long. And so took that as a motivation to really learn just as much as I could in as short amount of time as I possibly could. Went from, you know, shovel holding to seeing the guys with the plans seem to have a little bit less sweat on their shirts by the end of the day. So looking into understanding the supervision and project management sides of the construction industry, after really becoming fully fluent in all things concrete, I went into residential construction with a large production builder in town. Did a good 3 or 4 years just building hundreds of homes, some 4-story condo buildings, 12-unit condo buildings, really that residential and commercial construction experience on the residential portion. And that was with Lennar here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
So just learned so much there as far as high volume. I was a senior superintendent or senior construction manager running Bonita National and Bonita Landings, and we had roughly 250 units of construction, whether those were single family homes under construction or 30 units being in one condo building, but between, you know, 8 other construction managers in those 2 neighborhoods and me being a senior kind of running all of them, you know, it was just such a great education on high volume production building. And really seeing the ins and outs of the flows of residential construction. So really got deeply ingrained in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. What an advantage you have. I mean, a lot of business and all forms of business, not just, you know, the contracting world, you know, getting out of that handful of projects to really scaling your company, it ain't easy. And, to be able to go through that experience and, not have understand how Lennar does it without dropping balls and still provide a quality project at the end of the day. So, wow. Right. That's,
I mean, you learn a lot of, you know, the things that they do well. And that's one thing I'm trying to taken from any of the companies I've worked for here in Southwest Florida is, you know, work for some really great ones. And it's always, what did they do well, and try to absorb the stuff that they did well. And anywhere where there were challenges, you just try to put a little extra focus and put a little extra attention on how can we do better in those certain portions. After my Lennar experience, I went on to a company out of Naples, and I was building a hotel down in the Keys. So the new hotel construction down in Marathon in the Keys, it was a really neat experience getting to take a ground up hotel from, you know, putting pilings down into the cap rock that formed the Keys up to a three story with the elevator and pool and boat ramp, tiki hut, all kinds of fun stuff for Marriott Fairfield Inn down in Marathon. And so that was kind of midstream, really COVID in its prime. That was June 2020 is when it was Memorial Day weekend. Had a conversation with the wife, and she was like, "Ryan, I support you. You're too stressed out. Let's open your business." So I had my general contractor's test passed for about 5 years at that point, but had never gone active because I was still gaining the experience.
Good for you.
After kind of rounding out that whole journey, it was really a confidence level of there's nothing I am not confident to be able to build, from single family homes, condo buildings, hotels. I had some good exposure to some high rise construction at that point as well, just on the pre-construction, the planning, really understanding the blueprints and site construction from my early concrete days. So it's been a fun trip. And then being 3 years in the business here, really, you know, really good place here with a good team being built and ready for the future.
Love it. How about when it comes to misconceptions in the contracting industry? What do you hear that you can speak to, Ryan?
Well, it's always the delays, right? It's everybody always thinks construction, there's got to be delays. There has to. It really, every project is so unique. And that's one thing that here at Kelly General Contracting, it really is like every project is completely custom. So we meet with homeowners, you know, from a pre-construction walkthrough where you're just talking about ideas and they're still in that dreaming phase. And you take this idea and try to start morphing it into some kind of solid shape where you can say, what is the actual scope of work? Really, we do a lot of renovation work, which is more challenging a lot of times than new home construction. With new home construction, you have a set of plans. A lot of your scope of work is already identified by, hey, you're going to build this house. Here's a set of plans. You can send it to a subcontractor, and they know what they're looking at. Where renovations, you get in, you can only go so far until you start with some demolition to identify, you know, what is going on. Are there any plumbing or electrical lines that are going to become conflicts? So, you know, that challenge of time and trying to really identify what's a productive schedule in construction. And everybody thinks of, oh, it's a delayed jobs. It's really just depends on what the complexity of each individual project is, whether it's a right on schedule or if it's something that you would say is, you know, a drag on type of project in construction. You know, you do your best to identify everything on the front end and attack all the long lead items as far as what is going to take 3+ months from the time we order it to the time that it's going to get delivered. For example, windows or garage doors, trusses, roof tile, things like that. Attack all that on the front end. You try to give yourself that ability to line up schedule with, you know, just labor and working, taking place on the jobs on the back end. But
under promise, over deliver, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's always have a little bit of fluff time because you're going to use it at some point.
Awesome. How about outside of work? What are you doing for fun?
Well, I'm lucky enough to marry my high school sweetheart. So we've got a 2-year-old little girl, almost two. She'll be 2 in September. So I have a lot of time outside of work at this point, Charlie, but when I am outside of work, it's with family, girl, enjoying the home, Southwest Florida lifestyle of pool and baby girl on the weekend. So
living the dream.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we is eventual plans for some boating activities, but for right now it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Good for you. How about when it comes to a life challenge? Ryan, what comes to mind, a period of time that you were challenged, you got through it? Now looking back, you can say, because of that, I'm better for it, I'm stronger.
So there's a few of those. You kind of talk about early childhood. I have a handicapped brother that was never able to walk or talk. So kind of growing up a little bit more mature in the sense of being introduced to the medical world from a very young age. Remember being taken to physical therapy and occupational therapy appointments and everything like that as a young child. And then that, kind of carries through your life, and always knowing that, you absolutely builds a sense of how lucky you are just to be able to get through a day to day. And it makes a lot of the other smaller challenges seem minute when you're just know that you're kind of blessed to be able to run around and communicate well, so it's from having that handicapped brother in childhood, it always just made some of the smaller things not seem to be such an issue.
And then also
you get into more in the high school type days. There was a time where I was, and even just starting out of that $10 an hour on a shovel, where it was tough to, afford very much of anything. You're being strategic on if I pay my phone bill this week or my car payment that week and gas. So it's, kind of that humble start of, not having any excess or a lot of assistance from any kind of family, to really have that humble beginning to know how much more that appreciation of a dollar really translates when you get a little bit older and you're, in a much better position financially. I think those really just help to keep you humble and, kind of as far as character, definitely build some character when your car declines trying to get some lunch at a gas station there.
You really appreciate it once you make it there, right?
Right, absolutely.
How about one thing you wish our listeners knew about your company, Kelly General Contracting? What would that be?
That were some of those things about the construction industry. I'm a younger general contractor. I take the approach of, trying to bring professionalism, bringing in an enjoyable construction experience from the design phase through completion, working hand in hand with the clients and communicating well. So those are things that I feel like our company does very well, is setting expectations from the beginning on where we see their potential challenges being on the project overall, and really looking at it more as a partnership with our client on, you have this idea or this dream or this goal that you're trying to accomplish and you need a contractor to be able to do so, then we're your partner. We work hand in hand to get you to the finish line of something that is being dreamt or thought about. And we're, we're in a commercial setting where it's a business transaction. We need to expand operations. Then, we're going to work with our clients and make it as streamlined and smooth as a process as we can.
Love it. Love it. Music to a lot of folks' ears, I'm sure, Ryan. So in that case, you need to let them know how to get in touch, how to learn more. Go ahead.
Right. So you can catch us on kellygc.com at our website. Instagram, we do a small amount of advertising on there, just with some stories as we're walking through different job sites at different times. And then our office cell phone number, or our office line, is 239-243-8930. And I can be emailed at ryan@kellygc.com.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, thanks again for being a part of the Good Neighbor Podcast, and wish you and your team there the best going forward.
All right. I appreciate your time, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.